Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
It's September 30th, 2018. It's still dark outside around 3 o'clock in the morning in this little town called Rio Vista, which is in the Sacramento Delta region of Northern California. A 56-year-old white woman named Catherine Jenks has called 911.
I really feel like I am offering people a model of how to approach the literature and art of marginalized groups and look at that literature and art through the lens of success rather than through the lens of protest.
When you say you botched it, what does that mean for a conductor? Did you miss cues? Did you misread the music?
The orchestra was all over the place, and I know it's because of me. There's like high different meters going on. I thought I was doing my job, but apparently not, because the orchestra doesn't sound good.
On the way today, we've got samples for you from the podcasts Embedded, Cite Black Women, and School Stage and Screen. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Tripp Eldridge. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. In the small Northern California town of Rio Vista, a woman named Catherine Jenks calls 911 for help. But after the police arrive, she ends up injured and inside a jail cell facing serious charges. That same day, California Governor Jerry Brown signs a new law, State Senate Bill 1421, that opens up long hidden records of police misconduct, including files that might change the outcome of Jenks' case. From the long-running NPR podcast series Embedded, host Kelly McEvers takes a story from the news and goes deep. Here's a sample of the powerful narration, reporting, and audio design of Embedded from Embedded Series 1, On Our Watch, the episode In Good Faith, where Catherine Jenks just called 911 and these police officers arrived at her door.
Yes. Police department. Did you call 911 again, Catherine?
Yes, I did.
Okay, what was the issue?
My car again.
Okay. We've been to your house. This is the second time tonight.
Yes, it is, sir.
It's September 30th, 2018. It's still dark outside around 3 o'clock in the morning in this little town called Rio Vista, which is in the Sacramento Delta region of Northern California. A 56-year-old white woman named Catherine Jenks has called 911. Two cops are now at her door, their body cameras rolling.
And that's what you're here for, is to serve me and protect me.
No.
A warning, this story contains explicit language and audio of a violent interaction with police.
Your progression of calling 911 over the past couple weeks have been... Let me finish. Okay, you've called 911.
Why do I have to hear you? You're supposed to hear me.
No, I'm telling you that...
Over the past week, Catherine Jenks has called 911 about 7 times. And each time, when officers arrived, there didn't appear to be an emergency going on.
And you're falsely reporting.
You know what? Wait a minute.
Catherine,
let me get my shit in here, okay?
If you're calling 911 to report something that's not of an emergency, that's a crime.
It is emergency.
She insists, and it sounds like she believes that there is an emergency. But whatever fears she has, the two police officers who have been dispatched, Man Lee and Natalie Rafferty, don't think there's any evidence for them.
Okay, it's evident
that... The times that we've been here have not been an emergency.
On an earlier call, Lee and another officer had talked about bringing this woman in for a psychiatric hold. But instead, they just gave her a warning.
Okay, well, excuse me.
This time, the cops do something different.
No, don't push me out there, lady.
It's... Catherine.
Yeah?
I'm going to need you to put your hands behind your back, okay?
Why?
Because...
Here. Officer Man Lee reaches for his handcuffs.
We're going to arrest you. Stop,
no,
stop resisting,
good.
Okay? We're going to arrest
good.
You.
It's okay. Just put your hands behind
good
your back.
Damn it. No.
Stop it. Stop kicking me. Stop resisting.
Don't.
This woman, Catherine Jenks, is very slight. She's 56 years old and maybe 115 pounds.
We're gonna arrest you.
Dave!
She calls out for her partner, Dave, who lives with her. His full name is David O'Reilly.
Ouch!
Leave her alone.
Leave me alone!
Go inside. Stop biting me!
You haven't done anything.
I haven't done anything.
Stop kicking me!
Kathy,
relax,
stop.
Relax.
What?
And
what are
relax.
They doing?
I don't know.
What are you picking on her for?
Kathy.
Sir, go back inside your house.
This is my house.
Sir, go back inside your house now.
No.
In the video, you can see her sit down on her butt on the front step of the porch.
Okay, honey, you need to stand up. We're not going to drag you.
To use her body weight to kind of resist being taken into custody.
Can you understand what we're telling you?
You hear the officer's police dog barking in the back of the patrol car. And then suddenly, that sound gets closer. There's a button on Rafferty's belt so that she can remotely release the dog from the back of the car if she gets in trouble. Somehow, it gets pushed in the struggle with Catherine Jenks. The dog lunges out of the darkness. It attacks Catherine Jenks and bites down on her arm.
Get him off of me!
He's not on you.
Oh my God, no!
A sample of Embedded from NPR. Dive deep on the news of the day with Kelly McEvers and the Embedded team. Available now on the Start Here podcast collection at wvxu.org/starthere. We're beginning to realize the bias that's built into society. That bias comes in the form of practices, principles, ways of life, and of course, knowledge. We've been producing knowledge since writing began, but much of that has gone unrecognized. The Cite Black Women podcast helps to draw light to that part of the knowledge poverty. The podcast reflects one simple goal: cite Black women. Episodes feature conversations with Black women inside and outside of the academy who are actively engaged in radical citation as praxis, quotes, and reflections on Black women's writing and conversations on weathering the storm of citational politics in the academy. To give you a taste of this important podcast, we feature this clip from the second season of Cite Black Women featuring Dr. Caritha Mitchell. Host Kristen Smith sits down with Dr. Mitchell, who's a literary historian, cultural critic, and associate professor of English at Ohio State. In this clip, she speaks about how reading literature of minority populations through the lens of achievement may be a more powerful alternative than the lens of protest.
I really feel like I am offering people a model of how to approach the literature and art of marginalized groups and look at that literature and art through the lens of success rather than through the lens of protest. That is probably the biggest thing I'm interested in. And I just feel like it's an important corrective for us, because we've all been taught to approach the literature and art of marginalized groups looking for protest and looking for resistance as if that is the totality of our experience. But I think that if we can focus on the different ways that our communities have defined success, redefined success, and pursued success, then we can gain some of the insights that we need to deal with what is still very much a violent world, what is still very much a world that responds to every achievement we have with aggression, that responds to every assertion we make of our belonging. It responds to that with aggression. Like, those things aren't going away. And so I just feel like reading through the lens of achievement may allow us to gather even more tools for our current moment, which is so saturated with both physical and discursive violence. So I guess, you know, to answer the question more fully, you know, From Slave Cabins to the White House is examining canonical texts by African-American women. I begin in the slavery era with Incidents in the Life of a Slave Girl by Harriet Jacobs. That's 1861. In that same chapter, I look at Elizabeth Keckley's Behind the Scenes, or 30 Years a Slave and 4 Years in the White House, reflecting the fact that she was the dressmaker for Abraham Lincoln's wife. And so in that one chapter, we go from slave cabins to the White House. And then I take different canonical texts in each decade, and then lead up to Michelle Obama and look at her public persona as First Lady as a performance text, taking seriously her decisions about hair, clothes, bodily presentation, how she decorated the White House. And again, saying, okay, if I look at that public persona performance text, what does it tell me when I look through the lens of success, when I look through the lens of knowing that she knows that every bit of success she has will inspire aggression from the most common words and deeds that make the United States?
From the powerful podcast, Cite Black Women with Kristen Smith. Find it at the Start Here podcast collection on the podcast menu from WVXU.org. On to our local podcast spotlight and a new podcast from the University of Cincinnati's Conservatory of Music alumni. It's School, Stage, and Screen. The podcast focuses on the success stories and the fantastic failures from the entertainment industry. Separated by two decades of life experience, producer Brian Layton and Broadway performer Dylan Mulvaney delve into the difference between college and the real world. With appearances from other CCM alum, the show is a mixture of Jimmy Fallon meets TED Talks. And to give you a taste of the School Stage and Screen podcast, here's a snippet from the episode Music Makers. CCM graduate Rebecca Tong talks about her fail at the audition for the conductor of the Nashville Symphony.
Brian, you know what time it is?
Oh, I think I know what time it is, but you should tell me what time it is.
Rebecca?
If I could turn back time.
If you could turn back time, what is your biggest fail and what did you learn from it?
I was in my Nashville Symphony audition for the assistant conductor position, and I botched so badly in one of the, there's like five orchestral pieces that we have to do, and I did really badly on one of them.
When you say you botched it, what does that mean for a conductor? Did you miss cues? Did you misread the music?
The orchestra was all over the place, and I know it's because of me. There's like high different meters going on. I thought I was doing my job, but apparently not, because the orchestra doesn't sound good. And you know it's your fault at that time, because they're a really good orchestra, and under a good, really good conductor, it should be much simpler. And they know it. After I finish, they know it. I'm not going to get chosen, and I know it, you know. So I was just like, okay, you know.
Go buy yourself some ice cream and pat yourself on the back.
I think every journey is a learning experience. That's the thing. Like, I can't even tell you how many rejection letters I don't even count, because there's so many of them. And for everyone that thinks that everybody has their life easy, it's not.
From our local creators, CCM alumni Brian and Dylan, and the School Stage and Screen podcast, check out some powerful stories of success and failure with the School Stage and Screen podcast, available via the Start Here podcast collection at wvxu.org/starthere. To the charts we go, our weekly look at the movers and shakers on the Apple Podcast charts as reported by iTunescharts.net. As we said last week, this number one podcast debuted at the top of the charts on the power of the trailer alone. It's the Drama Queens podcast, and we actually have episodes out now. Bethany Joy Lenz, Hillary Burton, and Sophia Bush continue to command the number one position as they recap and talk through every episode of the pop drama One Tree Hill. And if you don't know what that show is, you probably won't like Drama Queens. But for millions, it's number one on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about Drama Queens and the other podcasts we featured today with a Start Here email, just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from down on the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.